Jacka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria 19, Johannesburg 17, Emalahleni and Rustenburg 18.
Still staanemoorders oral. So a couple of biggies. Stationary vehicle on the M1 south after the ramp to Rigel, and a stationary vehicle on the N12 east at the ramp from Edenvale Road.
We start with our big news story at lunchtime. The ANC in Tshwane has condemned the killing of Ward 10 councillor Thabang Masemola, who was ambushed by unknown gunmen in Mamelodi yesterday. The party says it's concerned by the ongoing murders of councillors, many of which are often unresolved. Here's ANC regional spokesperson Bafuzi Yabo.
This killing opens up old wounds of other councillors who fell to the barrel of a gun. Councillors Piwe Montla of Ward 37 in Soshanguve and councillor Tshepo Motaung of Ward 22 in Mabuban. The lack of arrests in these cases seems to have emboldened killers to kill even more councillors. We share our heartfelt sympathies and condolences with the Masemola family.
Gauteng police are meanwhile investigating the councillor's murder, as Cliff Shiko reports.
Thabang Masemola was killed in a drive-by shooting. Gauteng police say the Mamelodi councillor was gunned down by suspects who were driving a white sedan. Police spokesperson Tintswalo Sibeko says no arrests have been made at this stage. The exact motive for the shooting is also unknown. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
In other news, National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola has confirmed the security of KwaZulu-Natal Commissioner Lieutenant General Ntlando Mkhwanazi has been beefed up. This follows Sunday's explosive briefing in which Mkhwanazi made allegations linking Police Minister Senzo Mqunu to alleged shady dealings with attempted murder accused entrepreneur Vusi Matlala and Northwest businessman Brown Mahoti.
Well, in terms of physical protection, you know that, as I said, he's been getting threats to his life in that province. We have beefed up his security, but he won't be persecuted. From my side, surely there will be no persecution of any member of South African Police Service, not only him.
Masemola was briefing the media ahead of a firearm destruction exercise in Vanderbijl Park today. To Parliament now, and Minister of Defence and Military Veterans, Angie Motshekga, has tabled the Department of Defence's 57.1 billion rand budget for the 2025 and 2026 financial year. The bulk of the amount of allocation, which is 36.8 billion rand, is earmarked for personal compensation, leaving just 12 billion rand for core operations and constitutional mandates.
We will continue to reprioritize and do more with the little that we have received or which is at our disposal. And this, amongst others, will include ensuring that our soldiers are properly equipped with uniforms, boots, protective gear, habitable facilities, catering for the needs of all, including women soldiers and persons with disability.
The cross-examination of Eastern Cape Judge President Salmi Menenge continues at the Judicial Conduct Tribunal today. The probing allegations of sexual misconduct is against the judge. Menenge is accused of pursuing a romantic relationship with Makanda High Court Secretary Andiswa Mengu, and he insists he never used his power or position to do so. For more on the story, go to jacarandfm.com and click on news. And finally, toy maker Mattel has announced its first Barbie doll with type 1 diabetes. It's in a bid to foster a greater sense of inclusion and empathy among children. The new doll wears a small device that consciously measures her blood sugar levels. She also has a phone that displays an app to help track her blood sugar levels. That's a wrap of your lunchtime news. I'm Chanel September, back with more news in Afrikaans at 2.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.
Eyes are like the ocean. Her nails are painted green. A cigarette in her mouth and she mouths, "Hey dear, how you been?" Gray skies out the window, but she's a summer breeze. Come and set the tone, now dear, come sit down next to me, Susan. Her hair hangs like curtains, her smile is warm like June. She blinks in slow motion just like something in the loon.